This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ at Le Mar, San Francisco, California. Chef Victoriano Lopez. Chef, hola.
Hola, ¿cómo están? Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very excited.
We're doing a bilingual interview right here. Chef Le Mar, one of my favorite restaurants in San Francisco. We're going to go back and tell the Le Mar story in a moment, but your journey, where did food become a passion for you growing up? Who was cooking in the family? And what excited you about food growing up?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. So, yeah. Okay. In my home, well, my mom was there. Okay, they did some food. No, in my family, nobody has a restaurant. But I discovered my passion when I was 18 years old, when I met to Gaston, okay? So, and then on the other chefs in Peru, like Teresa Izquierdo, Humberto Sato, and others, yeah, chefs pass away now. But they inspired me for continuing or become the chef, right?
Do you remember your first dish that you accomplished? Do you remember the early triumphs in the kitchen? What were those first dishes that you were taught?
Yeah, so I am from Ancash. This is a Lima, North Lima.
Yep.
It's like 250 miles to Lima.
Sure.
So 8 hours for driving.
Yeah. How long would it take to get there on a bicycle?
No, bicycles are going to be 48 hours.
Three days.
Yeah. So, no. Okay. When I was in my city, yeah. Okay, my town, when I was 15, 16 years, ceviche, but it's ceviche clásico. Okay, this day, there's many people doing that, okay, before 3 or 4 hours when you have to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, they meaning, so okay, they have to cook for 3 or 4 hours, okay, for salt, lime, and that. But it's okay, so now, and then, I understood that because the ceviche, we have to make that now in minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, they're very fresh.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Japanese influence.
Sure.
We're doing now is ceviche in 1 minute or 2 minutes, you have already ceviche.
But where you're from, those early days when you made ceviche, it was 48 hours before, and the fish with lime. What else is with the fish?
Oh, the fish, okay. This classic is fish, lime, ají limón, is like habanero pepper, onion, and they in Huaraz, nobody know about the sweet potato, but we eat with potatoes, regular potatoes. But chocolate, yes, but the Peruvian core,
yeah.
Yes, but no sweet potatoes. And then when I moved to Lima, okay, in Lima, I saw the different ceviches, no? Ceviches with seafood, fish, conchas negras, scallop, concha negras, blood clams.
Yeah.
Okay, this very popular North Lima, no, North Peru.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but different ceviches.
Now,
right?
Did your mama make ceviche?
No. She didn't ever. But yeah, this date, yeah, we made the artisanal cheese, fresh cheese. I get also the milk from the cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was 12 years old.
So you were on the farm. So you grew up around food, chef, because you grew up on a farm. Your family, they were farmers, right?
Oh, I don't know, but there's no farmers. But there's, I think so. But there's many people following me about my hood. Right, so thank you to Gaston.
Okay,
they give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now I've been here for 8 years, so I'm doing something great. But
you're doing something incredibly great because 15 years ago, Lamar opened. You were here when the restaurant first opened 15 years ago. What were you hoping this restaurant would be for San Francisco? What were the hopes 15 years ago?
Wow, we remember this with the.
Because you were new. You were the new kid on the block. You were the new big shiny restaurant on the waterfront.
No, but for example, see, if we're talking about 15 years ago, there was...
And it was a tough time, 2008.
Never, I think this date, never I think I'm going to... I have to end this
right.
area.
Yeah.
Because this date, I don't have idea moving to United States.
Because you...
Especially San Francisco.
Right.
But after now, I saw to back, okay, wow. I did, no?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh,
I ended in this city, this beautiful city, beautiful state.
Yeah.
But because I'm enjoying now.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying, but that was difficult.
Oh, of course. Well,
right?
A challenging time when Lamar opened 15 years ago, the whole country was having a challenging time. The tech world was going under, and here you are with this big, bright, splashy restaurant. However, you survived, and you've continued to thrive because here at Lamar, this is a great place to come. If you want to sit at the bar and have a cocktail, if you want to have an intimate dinner for two, a date, if you want to have a big group, a family gathering, I mean, this restaurant is for everybody.
Yes.
To say.
Yes. You are too, because we have for everybody. All customers can celebrate the birthday, wedding, samba occasion.
Yep.
Fortunately, we have good place.
Yep.
All the way, for example, patio is this beautiful for everyone want to come here, enjoying the food.
You're literally on the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the water.
Yeah.
And look, you get all the beautiful sights that you, all the people going by, the glorious weather, the palm trees. Let's talk about the menu, though, chef here at Lamar. What is the food experience here at Lamar all about? What is it about?
Okay, so this in Lamar. Okay, so we represent like cocina peruana, right? The Peruvian food. No,
yeah.
In this way, this cevicheria. Okay, we have our menu is 95% is about seafood.
Yep.
About seafood, about lime, about peppers, like ají limo, rocoto, ají amarillo. But I think this is the success because the many people's coming or looking for some fresh food, right?
Yep.
But our ceviche, we have five different ceviches. We have ceviche clásico, it's the most popular, and then we have ceviche limeño, which is a traditional ceviche mixto with fish, shrimp, octopus, calamari, rocoto, leche de tigre, which is classic rocoto, leche de tigre, it's a little bit spicy, and then we have Nikkei is with tuna, with tamarind, leche de tigre, but in this case we have Japanese inspiration for ceviche, and then we have ceviche California, this local product, we did also this, myself inspired creating this ceviche. Also we have a ceviche biggie, because this area, or now many people does become the vegetarian, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then we have leche de tigre, but this classic leche de tigre. And then in general, we have example, this bandeja cevichera, or ceviche tasting bandeja cevichera, you can try between friends, ceviche, causa, tiradito, ningiri, like that. But it's just very, very healthy food, right?
I did the ceviche tasting. I came in for dinner recently, chef.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my word. Joy of joys to try different ceviches, to have a trio of ceviches. you're just reminded about the versatility of this dish and how you can mix it up. What's your favorite ceviche?
My favorite ceviche is classic. But I don't have favorite, but this, my favorite ceviche is classic because this is more simple. Okay, this lime, fish, onion, okay, and habanero, and a little bit of cilantro, it is. But this, we can put a sweet potatoes, cancha, chocolate, this, okay, the garnish.
So you can the joyful part of this dish, the ceviche, you can mix it up and do whatever you want with it, really. And you made an incredible dish for me. Which ceviche dish is this? And talk us through it.
Okay, this is the ceviche California. We did also a Gaston like it now. So we're doing this everything local products, like local Hollywood. Okay, avocados, Californian avocado, artichoke, no? Californian artichoke. Oh, everything yeah. With this, okay, ceviche California. Like example, Californian roll, mm-hmm. right? So that we have ceviche California.
See, I love that. What a beautiful thing.
We top it with the artichoke chips for texture. No, we have in this creamy, crunchy, a little spicy, and so.
I love your balance.
If you want, okay, this beautiful balance with, okay, if you want to something looking for drink, okay, one pisco sour or pisco punch, right?
Two of my favorite drinks to go with this.
Yeah.
And chef, I know for the 15-year anniversary, people can come enjoy some of these classic dishes. You have certain things on the menu. I know that people come from far and wide to experience the Dungeness crab, but your Dungeness crab and what you've done here, if Picasso was still alive, Picasso the artist would look at your plate and go, this man is a better artist than me. Because, look at this, it's a piece of art on the plate. Talk us through this dish. What's it called and what are the ingredients here in this crab dish?
Okay. So I can't repeat, but I am here for 8 years. Why I enjoying here cooking? Well, because San Francisco or Bay Area has a Dungeness crab. It's a beautiful Dungeness crab. Now it's not season, but we bring in this Dungeness crab from Washington. Okay, but my customers love it that. Because, why? Because that we serving shellless. Okay, usually other way, serving the whole Dungeness crab, you have to take the meat and it's difficult for eating.
Yep.
Now our customer, they have a easy like this, no? You can share with friends.
But the wonderful thing is, you do all the hard work. The team here, friends, if you come and dine here at Lamar, they take the crab apart, they pull out all the good bits, and then they construct this gorgeous dish on the plate. They put the crab shell on top, but all the work is done. The tough part of eating a crab dish, they've done it for you.
Yeah, because okay, this for me, but I gonna give more easy for our customer.
Yeah.
I don't want my customers complicated for eating.
Yeah.
Okay, but many customers, the businessmen coming here, they talking about the business, but yeah. they have to be said everything food. Easy for eating for them.
Keep it simple. So talk us through the dish, chef.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, at the core of this is the crab, the Dungeness crab. And then, again, all the different notes, the balance, the spice, the crunch, the sweet, the kick, it's all here. Talk us through the ingredients.
Okay, these ingredients, it's a principal stone in this crab. Okay, we did the leche tigre with the Peruvian rocoto. Creamy. We added a little oil and onion and garlic confit, and then we added here chalaca. Chalaca is like a pico de gallo, but it's a Peruvian chalaca.
Yep.
Okay, chopped onion, okay, celery, habanero, lime, this a little bit sweet, no, a little bit sour and spicy, but okay, and then we added cancha. Cancha is a toasted Peruvian drying corn. Choclo is a Peruvian corn. Right, so and then you have a habanero tapioca. How we did the habanero tapioca? We steam it with the habanero juice. It seems habanero. This is a little bit spicy, also.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the apple. When you mix that, okay, you have crunchy, spicy, creamy, sweet. No, this is so delicious.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, it is.
This idea. No.
The layers of flavor. It also looks beautiful as well, chef. And there's one more thing. More crunch, a whisper of sweet, the plantains.
Ah, plantations is a part of what like everyone put in the tortillas.
Yeah.
In Peru, we have chips.
Yeah.
In North Peru, so we have chifles.
Yeah.
Chifles, okay. We did, you can sharing or you can, it's like for appetizer. Okay. The plantations is also adding the more sweet and crispy.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it. And it looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Chef, I know when you come here to Lamar, you have to enjoy the great food. You have a great wine list, but you also have great cocktails. Talk us through two cocktails. We're in San Francisco, so there's one cocktail you always have to have on the menu here, which is...
Okay, so that's the most popular is Pisco Sour. It's traditional Pisco Sour.
Yeah.
And then we do in the Pisco Punch. Okay, Pisco Punch was created in San Francisco,
right?
But we doing now is Peruvian style.
Yep.
We adding something more pisco because San Francisco is more sweet, but the Peruvian more sour and more drunk, no? More strong.
Oh sure.
More dry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But okay, this we doing, but also the bartenders doing the more creative cocktails, but the most popular is Pisco Sour.
And then you have a little twist on a Pisco Sour, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you do to you? So two cocktails. There's the Golden Gate.
Golden Gate Pineapple. Yeah, no, it's No. It's the... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So we have the Pisco Sour, and then we have the other cocktails. The Golden...
Golden Pisco Punch.
That's it. Golden Pisco Punch.
Golden Pisco Punch.
I threw you off.
Yeah.
Talk me through that cocktail. What's that about?
We adding more pineapple compote that pineapple syrup, more pisco, right? And then so more golden pineapple, right? This is the golden. But I'm not sure, but this I have to ask
we'll talk to a bartender.
Maybe I'm lying.
No, it's all good, chef. We'll talk to the bartender, chef. As we wrap up here, 15 years of Lamar. I know there's a big celebration coming. Come one, come all. Everyone's invited. Tell me about the party here at Lamar. What can people expect at the 15-year anniversary party?
We are a little bit nervous about that. Now we're working in Ding. So, okay, we have to celebrate over 15 years because I think we have to be thankful for our customers, our vendors, for the city, for everyone, no? So we have to do the party. We're bringing all the Chef Lamar on the board from Dubai, from Doha, Miami, Chile, Santiago, Buenos Aires. Also, this Gaston will be over us, but we are so happy. We have to organize that, so this is gonna be cocktail party with the food chef station, right? This one corner is gonna be Lamar Miami, Lamar Doha, Lamar Dubai, Lamar Lima, Lamar Doha.
So you can come here.
Also, we doing the bar station in the patio on the other corner. So like all the piscos, right? Wine, local wine. So
this is going to be the hottest party in town.
Yeah.
And you can take a trip around the world just by coming to this one restaurant.
Yeah, that's idea, no? Yeah. That's idea, but okay. Now, we are a little nervous, but it's okay. I think...
it's going to be great.
We're waiting to get... we have to do great party.
It's going to be wonderful. I'll be in line here. Chef, I'll let you have the last word. For those who've never come to Lamar, why should they come and enjoy the experience here?
No, so many people, I think, is not trying the Peruvian food, but okay, so we're waiting. Okay, if somebody come, ask for Victoriano. Also, Victoriano's cocina de Victoriano, you can watch how we do the Peruvian food. Okay, especially ceviche. This is okay. We're waiting. Okay, somebody's coming here. Okay, they have to try our ceviche.
Yeah.
How we making the very fresh with the local products. Okay, local products, seasonal products. It is.
It's the best of the best. Chef cooks with love, with passion. He has an army of great chefs that work with him. Everyone will leave with a happy tummy when you come to Lamar. Chef, Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias.
A ti, gracias. Gracias por venir y esperamos pronto y espero verte en el aniversario. I have to see the anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'll be here.
In Batido,
I'll be
okay?
here.
Yes.
Friends, I'm going to put a link up. Chef Victoriano also has a great channel on YouTube. You can see all his recipes. It is La Cocina Victoriano, is that correct?
It's La Cocina di Victoriano, yes.
There we go. I'll put the link up. Friends, make a reservation. Come one, come all. Happy anniversary, Lamar. 15 years, incredible. More on Chef's story. Chef Lopez at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.